Good morning, good morning, and a very happy new year to each and every listener of the broadcast. We hope that you're well and enjoying the blessings of the Lord, and this year will be the happiest year of your life. Now, before we think too much of the new year, let us take another look at the old year memories. Let us forget the things that vexed and tried us, the worrying things that caused our souls to fret. The hopes that cherished long were still denied us, let us forget. Let us forget the little slights that pained us, the greater wrongs that rankled sometimes yet, the pride with which some lofty ones disdained us, let us forget. Let us forget our brother's fault and failing, the yielding to temptations that beset, that he perchance, though grief be unavailing, cannot forget. But blessings manifold, past all deserving, kind words and thoughtful deeds, a countless throng, the faults o'ercome, the rectitude unswerving, let us remember long. The sacrifice of love, the generous giving when friends were few, the hand clasp warm and strong, the fragrance of each life of holy living, let us remember long. Whatever things were good and true and gracious, whatever of right has triumphed over wrong, what love of God or man has rendered precious, let us remember long. So, pondering well the lessons it has taught us, we tenderly may bid the year goodbye, holding in memory the good it brought us, letting the evil die. And isn't that the way that it should be? If we could forget the things that cause us problems and troubles, and yet remember the good things that we should, how much better off we'd be. Just as this scripture here in Philippians 4 and 8 tells us, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. Now, I'm sure that if we would direct our thoughts in this very positive manner of thinking on the things that are good and lovely and holy and the things that profit us, we'd be so much better off. You know, the trouble today is too many folks are thinking about that injustice that someone did them, thinking about how they failed somewhere, and it gives them that negative outlook on life. Whereas the Lord wants us to know that there is victory for us. We can be overcomers if we will stand on His word and His promises. Oh, there's victory for the people of God. And I hope that this new year may be your very best year that you have ever lived, and your spiritual victories will be great. There is victory for you if you'll count it so. Whatever may have been the failings in the past, let us look at this new year with victory. Listen now to this scripture from Colossians chapter 1 and verse 13. Who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son? I'm confident that there is more in this verse than I will be able to tell you within the next few minutes, but I am happy today for Christ our Deliverer. Before one can experience the happiness of deliverance, they must first realize that they are helpless and in darkness. And isn't that true with so many of those living in this modern age of ours? People talk about liberty of conscience, and they want to do away with restraint placed on their lives by God's Word. They want to have liberty to do as they please. But let me show you something. This scripture in 2 Peter, 2nd chapter and verse 19 says, while they promised them liberty, they themselves are the servants of corruption. For of whom a man is overcome, of the same is he brought in bondage. Therefore I say, if a man is filled with hatred, envy, malice, and wickedness, he is in darkness and needs to be delivered. Our text says, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness? Did you know there is a power about evil which gets hold of people, and they are not at liberty to choose the way they would like to go? They need to call on God for help. I once heard about a man a good many years ago who was given to the habit of drinking and gambling. He would go to town and sell his farm produce, such as a bale of cotton, And instead of taking the money and buying groceries for the family and shoes for the children, he would spend much of it for whiskey and gambling. When he came home and began to recover from the effects of the alcohol, then he saw how foolishly he had spent his money. He would take his children upon his knee and talk to them like this. "Well, your old daddy isn't worth very much today. He ought to be taken out and shot." Yes, perhaps he would gain the sympathy of the little boys and girls in his home. But I want to tell you, what he needed was a savior. He needed to be delivered from the power of drink. And instead of his children seeing him come home drunk, they would then see him walking uprightly and spending his money for the things which his family needed. Do you know evil habits fasten themselves to a person and they are unable to do the things that they would like to do until they have been delivered? Just think of the prodigal son. He had left home. He had spent his money in riotous living. He had tried to have a good time, but he found himself at last with his money gone. His clothes were no doubt ragged, and he had no shoes for his feet. He was hired by a man of that country to feed swine, or that is, hogs. No doubt it took all of this to cause him to come to himself, but when he did, he began to think of the good things in his father's house. His father's servants had plenty to eat and were well cared for, and there he was, a son, literally starving to death. I believe he really wanted happiness, but he had sought for it in the wrong way. Friends, there is a way out of your darkness if you will accept it. It is the humble, lowly way of the cross. A verse of song says, "If thou wouldst have the dear Savior from heaven, walk by thy side from the morn till the even." There is a rule that each day you must follow. Humble thyself to walk with God. It goes on to say, "Just as a stream finds a bed that is lowly, so Jesus walks with the pure and the holy. Cast out thy pride, and in heartfelt contrition, humble thyself to walk with God." I want to tell you, God is able to deliver people. This is not only true in the spiritual, but also in the natural. Sometimes he answers prayers even beyond our fondest expectations. Take, for example, Peter. When Peter was bound in prison, and it had been planned that the next day he should be brought forth and put to death, the angel of the Lord came upon the scene that night as he lay there sleeping between two soldiers. The angel awoke him, led him forth from the prison, and the iron gate which had been locked so securely swung open of its own accord. Peter marched forth that night to deliverance. The saints had been praying, but they were astonished when the maiden went to the door and came back with the news that Peter was knocking for admittance. Some wondered if he had been killed and his spirit had then returned. Others were unable to believe because it seemed impossible, and yet the maiden constantly affirmed that it was Peter. And so it was, he was delivered from prison. All of this came about through the power of interceding prayer. Friends, most of us have loved ones and relatives who need our prayers today. Some have children who are walking the downward path of sin to destruction. There is a deliverer who is able to straighten out the kinks in their lives. God is calling upon us to be the intercessors. Let us be faithful, even unto death. Here is a poem. It says, "Nearer Home." One sweetly solemn thought comes to me o'er and o'er. I am nearer home today than I have ever been before. Nearer the bound of life where we lay our burdens down. Nearer leaving the cross. Nearer gaining the crown. But lying darkly between, winding down through the night, is the silent unknown stream that leads at last to the light. Oh, if my mortal feet have almost gained the brink, if it be I am nearer home, even today, than I think. Father, perfect my trust. Let my spirit feel in death that our feet are firmly set on the rock of a living faith. Let us pray. Our Father, we're indeed glad that a way has been made for our escape and deliverance, even when we were lost in sin and away from God. For this, we're thankful. But for those who yet remain in sin, our hearts are yearning for their deliverance. Awaken them and lead them to the light of the gospel through Christ, and to Thee we will give the praise forever. Amen. We hope you will enjoy the song now, Home of the Soul. The singers are Bobby and Doral Forbes, Leslie Busby, and Willie Murphy.
Yes, a sweet rest is remaining for the true children of God, where there will be no complaining, never a chastening rod. Home of the soul, oh beautiful home, there we shall rest, never to roam, free from all care, happy and bright. Jesus is there, He is a light. Off in the storm, lonely are we, sighing for home, longing for Thee. Beautiful home of the ransom beside the Christmas tree, the sea.
Now, listen, as we look forward to a new year for God, new hopes are ours. Another year has dawned upon our way. The old year now has passed and gone. We view a brighter day. We give to God our thanks and praise and hearts of gratitude, for He in mercy and in love has blessed our lives with good. We cannot cease His praise to sing when we His love behold, which through the year that's passed and gone has been more pure than gold. The new year now is ours to claim, and in Jehovah's might, for Him we'll gather in the grain, while yet we have the light. The night shall come when none can work, and then 'twill be too late to do the deed we should have done. We have not time to wait. This year is new, but soon, oh, soon it will have fled away, as other years it will have joined a past eternity. So when this year shall cease to be, may we our task have done, that to God's army in this land some precious soul be won. Brother Ulysses Phillips. Well, friends, it's been good to be with you. May this year be a happy year in your life and a year of victory. Do pray for us as we also pray for you. Until we meet again, this is Willie Murphy saying God bless and keep you always, and a very cheerful goodbye.